Hi, welcome to Fresh Media Presents Podcast, episode 10 in series 3. As always, you're joined by myself, Christian, and Paris. We are the host, as always. We are joined by a special guest. His name is Kofi.
Hello. What's good?
How you doing, Kofi?
Yeah. I'm good, thank you.
That's yes. good, too, man. Thank you for joining us on the podcast, man.
Thank you.
Very pleased to be here.
Where are you coming from, anyways?
Oh, we're talking homeland or we're talking not like
both.
I know Ghana.
Oh, by name and by family, but by heritage, it's St. Vincent and Trinidad.
Yeah, I thought so. Trinidad, ooh. Yes. Yeah,
don't know.
But
yeah, raised in East London.
East London, yeah. Okay, nice. All the way from East London, nice. Yeah, appreciate the love.
Oh, you came far.
Oh yeah, I had to, man. Yeah. I was here the other day as well.
What, here?
Britain's Got Talent. They're filming around the corner from here.
Oh yeah, in the Park Royal Studios, no? In
Acton. You just paid it. I didn't even know that, you know.
Yeah,
everyone knows that. Well,
H2, the building behind here. Yeah.
I might have to run up on there. Just be like,
what was you doing there?
Oh, that's another secret.
Are you okay?
Oh, you can't say
okay.
It now. Oh, off shit.
Air.
Shit. We're going to see Kofi on Britain's Gone Talent.
I don't know if you've seen me, though. That's the thing. That's how secret it is.
Is it?
Yeah. It's one of them ones I actually can't say why I was there, or else it will ruin everything.
Can you tell us, though, after air?
Yeah.
Off
after,
air.
Yeah.
Off air. We're going to find some good juice.
No. In about 6 hours, I can tell you.
Oh. What, is that when you find out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So the live finals are on tonight as we speak, and I was involved somehow.
Oh. Nice.
And it won't be shown until tonight, so
interesting. And hey, listen, okay, people, tune in for that Britain's Got Talent shit, boy.
No, well, by the time this episode goes out,
you don't know.
Everyone will know.
Everyone will know. Exactly. Everyone will know.
Exactly.
But just know that Kofi was here.
I'm like that secret ghost of the underground art scene. That's just like,
that's it, and that's what we like.
He was
like
involved in that.
That's it, and you have to stay humble with it, and people will never know. That's it. I like that. I like that type of movements. That's
thank
how you do it.
Thank
it's good.
You.
It's good to do.
So for those that don't know who you are, what do you do?
What do I do? Wow. I help everyone that has a passion for hip hop or the street cultures in movement to enforce, figure out, investigate, understand, move forward, and universalize.
Oh wow.
As nice. In find the ultimate meaning that they can use with their arts to solve their life problems, basically.
So you're okay. you're like the guru, and people that got the way you describe it, like people, you're like Yoda, basically. Everyone comes see for like the assistance.
You know what?
You change their lives.
I realized that. Okay, it goes back into our family heritage and paternal relationships and the family's way of upbringing your children, especially in the 80s and 90s here in the UK with the youth service and whatnot, and how that affected a lot of, I would say, the under 45s in this world now, the 45s to the 30s, where it was football, EastEnders, Top Boy, you know what I mean? There's certain influential things, grime, that lay testament to how we're now seeing it. So my age bracket isn't the same as Getz and Kano.
Right.
Got you.
In that sense. So we have this kind of way of seeing the world and going, rah, actually it's not as deep as the art. It's deeper than the art form we have escaped or we have understood from our way of surviving in East London, you know?
Mm.
So this period alone is a good test of it.
So I see on your Instagram you do a lot of dancing. How did that all start?
Youth service, literally, Little Ilford Youth Centre, Forest Gate Youth Centre. Do you all remember the MTV lick parties?
I remember the lick party with Trevor Nelson.
Yeah,
but yeah,
do
yeah.
you remember the host?
No,
I don't know.
The host was a charismatic, annoying, but you cannot outdance him. It was a guy called Cat B.
Did he have dreadlocks?
Yeah.
Plats and some I remember shit. That's taking them back my childhood. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, he was serious.
Yep.
Energetic.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm. Born entertainer, DJ, MC, comedian, and dance teacher.
Have you worked with him?
He was my first teacher.
Serious?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
He was my first dance teacher. So he basically gave a lot of people in East London tools to, I don't know, just continue. And when kids didn't want to go taekwondo or singing or modeling or DJing, there'll be Cat and his dance class, and it'll be like, okay, get there, 5 mile run. What? No, just run. Okay, cool, come back. Here's the choreography. What? I don't know how to do that. Here's the choreography. Okay.
So it was very really snappy.
Yeah, he noticed that we needed to work hard, and it wasn't in a way of I'm sending you here is work hard because I know you can, and I know you can enjoy yourself from it. Also on top of that, a lot of performance tools, from being able to pick up fast paced movement to adapting and freestyling to molding the tomb and doing it in front of your partner or somebody you don't know to doing it blindfolded. Damn. There was levels to the game, basically.
That's the thing, because if he's your teacher, then damn, yeah, you definitely got it then.
Well, yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
And it bears weight, because one of the other understudies of him that are still involved in the artistic industries now, one is by the name of Kenrick Sandy. You may know of his collective called Boy Blue. The producer of the collective, who is his literal brother in arms, Mikey J. Asante, is Kano's producer.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
Same ends. On top of that, Kenrick himself, I was in Boy Blue as well for a long time. He has also got the OBE. So he's being recognized in different ways, and that's all followed just through determination of would rather dance and try and practice handstands and the body pop and waving and thing than another way of doing things, you know, so forth and so forth. So, yeah.
So, do you do any acting at all?
No.
No.
More physical. Like, you tell me to smile, I'm like, you tell me to growl, I'm like,
So, would you ever get into acting at all?
Never.
Never.
I don't. The way I project my voice is more annoyingly like a teacher or a mentor now. To project to like an actor would feel fake to me.
I can see you doing theatre though.
Oh yeah, I do theatre.
Oh, you do, so
yeah,
because
that
theater.
Does involve like dancing.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
Stuff like
yeah,
that.
That's what I'm saying.
So physical theatre, yeah, but not with my voice as much. I think my voice stands for just the realness, and my body can morph into whatever it needs to. So if I need to walk into an establishment, that's me fixing up my shirt, by the way, boy, guys.
I can see you doing a bit of spoken words as well.
I could do that.
Have you done spoken words?
No, but I have friends that will do it.
Yeah, because like, you got the kind of like the voice and the look, and you come with some lyrical woke shit. Yeah, like I can imagine doing some spoken words. Like,
woke is a very good word. I don't like using it, but I believe we're all learning and we're all seeing things that is hard to explain, but we all get it when we have that nod.
The nod, yeah.
The nod on the road. You're just like, oh, yeah, what? Mom.
Yeah, that type of like... You know, as time progresses, you know the whole hip hop industry and the whole, you know, the whole dancing and breakdancing, especially when I want to talk about breakdancing. Would you say that it's kind of getting phased out, the breakdancing?
Maybe it's probably
more underground now.
That's an interesting term. It's like it's needed for everything to gloss over like a little bit of crack on something, but it's not highlighted for its perseverance or its ability to solve ADHD in kids or give anyone a sense of triumph in a down period. Like if you're in prison, you either have a spare space to train in, you can use that to break, or back practice boxing or football. The applications of it, it's more so, I would say, in the public eye, it's downstaged and downplayed because it's too hard to get involved in, but it is beautiful and exciting to watch.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Oh, definitely.
But in saying that, it's coming into the Olympics.
So dancing?
B-boying, breaking.
B-boying.
Oh.
To actually break is coming in the Olympics, and there's kids getting ready right now in Russia.
That's good, though.
That's serious.
It's beautiful.
That's
however,
sick.
Other countries are already 6 years ahead.
Mm.
And we're still struggling with Brexit.
Oh,
and no youth centres. We're breaking, popping, and a lot of the street dance forms need their place because it's free space for people that can't work as much.
Yeah. So the youth centres, is that kind of closed down? What's happening with that? Are they open?
Well, we're actually doing like a knife crime film next year. And we're looking for like a youth club space, and it's very hard.
Very hard.
Very hard. So
most of them close, isn't it?
So basically, one of my dad's good friends runs a karate club, and he usually uses a youth club space, but that space is no longer available. So they're obviously right now looking for spaces. So even I was looking for like location scouting, I can't find any that are actually allowing you to film in there.
Do you remember that youth club not too far from us around our house? They changed that to a nursery.
Yeah, they changed that into a nursery.
A better suited purpose for another community of people.
Yeah, basically, it's
some
hard, though.
Some parts are abandoned buildings. Some parts are being used for the school that it's attached to. And only the school students can go there. Other schools try and make it an after-school situation where you go there for an hour and a half afterwards. It's not the same.
Because you know what it is? Growing up, I'm not going to lie, I did go to youth club. someone from my church said, oh, there's a youth club in like the Norfolk area, which is like West London, and it's actually a space to like vibe with different people, people your own age, or actually it's all a range of age, but it was mainly obviously just the youth, but
under like 24s,
maybe. Basically, and we just did like little activities. Like, I remember one person bought a camera, like it was just like a little camcorder, and we were practicing like recording things, like all people that, just chilling, eating. Sometimes people just come in to eat, so you pay a pound just to get in. You can eat, you can just vibe, dance, like you could anything you wanted to do. That don't exist no more, unfortunately. Which I'm grateful for.
They want you to go to an event to experience that now.
It's bad though.
Gave us all of the tools to survive if there was nothing else going on.
1,000,000%, because a lot of people, I know someone that paid a pound because they couldn't actually get food at home and stuff like that. So it's like literally this lady, like I think she was like a caretaker for the church. She used to bring all the food in. So you pay a pound, you can actually eat. It was actually not too far from Norfolk Station actually. And it was like every Friday. So every Friday evening we'd go there, eat, chill, vibe. I bring my friends and they'll kind of know about it as well. It was just like a just a nice environment, and it's like you can be creative, you can do what you want.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
You don't have that no more. So that's why you've diverting to do other things.
Do you know why?
Why?
Funding.
Yeah.
Of course.
Money's getting taken into other ways.
And that's what I'm saying, even with our knife crime film, we're highlighting that, like the lack of funding, what it's doing for the youth, and it can divert you to do different things.
I would always urge you to look at the mental health risks, dangers, and attributions that this highlights.
Right.
In order to get the money and to bear weight on the actual impact it's making. Unfortunately, the death and the injuries are highlighted more so, but the actual longevity of this kid's and this person is in a Project 16. Why? Well, they have a glimmer in their eye that just looks like a knife, and they just keep waving it around like it's just there, but they're not solving the problem. They just, it's more or less a prison. It's more or less a prison.
That's the thing. Do you think like the youth are now trying to create their own youth club by hanging out with like large groups of people?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And that's
started.
And that's what I'm saying. Whereas you know, it is at youth. I remember at my youth club, there was always that positive leader that would always like influence you and tell you like
things. The old head.
The old heads, and would just say do like positive things and stuff like that. And that's all I remember. Unfortunately, it's not happening no more, and you know, it's such a shame. And that's why I feel like
these kids nowadays have no respect for the OGs.
I don't think that's what it is though. I just think that's what I think. I just think personally, I just think they don't have the tools that we had to have that. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know.
So they're just doing they please. There's not enough funding. They probably feel people don't care about it.
Because back in my day, I mean, the old head comes to you and says some shit, you listen to your OGs. But nowadays, the OG can't tell you shit.
Exactly, because there's a certain method that they haven't evolved with that the younger generation have.
They probably don't have the OGs, or they probably don't have that positive person that they need around them. And that's why it's so important. And I do feel like the government need to like set aside some funding. But look, this knife crime thing has been going on a long time, so they should have thought about it. Closing youth club is do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel it's like, okay, if you have an affinity for violence, even as a defense or an offensive measure, if you are trying to, as an external source, help out that person or that situation, you can cancel it out. You could gaslight it even more, give them more options. Or you can give them an alternative, and our alternative right now is exposing it and trying to get funding in to help them and move them forward. Another alternative could actually be martial arts.
Yeah, definitely
get them involved into
or boxing
martial arts.
Or something physical. Fully.
Yeah, most men them get into boxing anyway. It's it's just an alternative, because the violence of
even
the,
football. Yeah,
apparently they say it really helps with boxing, especially because you're getting that anger out.
It's a science. It's a fight science. Same with breaking. Breaking is one of the only dance fight sciences, inclusive with capoeira, the Brazilian fight science.
Oh yeah, capoeira. Yeah, I know it's about
fight dance. What else is dance related? Nope, they're the only two: breaking and capoeira that I know of. Breaking in a sense of the kids that never had anything, that just felt to throw it, like your little 6-year-old nephew, not my little 6-year-old nephew. I've never danced in front of him, like. Fully, and if you've seen me on my social media, you know that I can push my body to certain places. More, not as much as most people I've seen, but enough to cause a surprise face. My nephew, however, makes my jaw drop every time. because he's never learned it. He's just seen it and he's just gone, uncle, bow on his knees. Mm. Uncle, get up, poof, spin on his back. Bang, little shackle shackle, little guard, guard, yeah, little moonwalk. I was like, where are you getting these moves, fam? And I have to actually battle him because he's seriously going with the intent. But as that gets older, the drive's there, but the mindset changes because of the way of life. So maybe there is.
Are there any like groups or collectives that young people can join? To keep it alive, because you know you got like actors that can join groups. You got like musicians that maybe can join groups that can collaborate with other musicians. What is there for?
Right. What I'm going to explain to you is like a 20-year rundown in like 3 minutes. So the youth service generation, the under 40s. They're a break between the over 50s and the over 40s. The over 40s were more popping and breaking purely as their crews. The over 50s were more jazz, underground jazz.
I see.
Then at the same time, you've got a mixture of the late 30s to mid 40s that were more into choreography. What you get now is choreographic advancement, underground trying to lay claim to their own kind of mode of understanding and their crew and their long enough who they are, and then you get strays. Fast forward another generation, and the ones who did choreography are, how to put it, they're appropriating hip hop when it serves them because of the artistic and beneficial wants in business. Only when it comes to, oh, we need a trick here, we need something here, they gloss it up with a bit of breaking. But also they lack, as they're teaching their unders to learn more, they're not getting any of the breaking experience. They're getting the popping experience and they're not getting as much of the locking. Locking would be, I would say, okay, just the chicken dance, maybe. That funky element of the style. It's a 70s dance, more done to funk. It's even older than breaking, but breaking's been able to be moved in more the mainstream because of the movement. So skip forward a few years later and you've now got freestylers, which are basically, if you understand hip-hop culture, one of the main elements is self self-upliftment and education of one's abilities, basically just enlightening yourself. So if you've mastered, I don't know, the microphone, the deck, your body, which is the dance, or your voice, which is the other elements, and the graffiti, any one of them can lead you to another understanding of how to persevere yourself. And with freestyling, it's like you can come from any walk of life within hip-hop culture and merge it with your own understanding of what you do in your life creatively. And yeah, we're seeing more freestylers in the UK than we are breakers, poppers, lockers, but not as much as the ones that say they're learning street dance but are actually learning somebody's choreographic understanding of movement. I'm not saying that's bad, just saying that's one thing which is non-existent as long as there's no studios, Zoom competitions that you're paying £50 to enter and you're getting a plastic trophy for 10th place, so forth and so forth.
Yeah.
Whereas the ones that are freestyling, breaking, are finding parks to find themselves in. They're connecting themselves with the older crews that are more underground, but they're asking the questions. So these are more, the people to the independent side are more investigating, because one of the tests of hip-hop is, what are you bringing to the table? How are you coming to the plate? Are you just wanting us to serve you? Sounds kind of British to me, don't it? Like, oh, I want to find a class. Okay, how much are you willing? No. What can you do for me? No, let's not do the business transaction. You are somebody I respect because I'm in need of something. How can I get to know you and what is this about? So there's a lot of that growth going on, but it's very hard to be supported because of the current situation of land, which is possibly been the hardest thing to gauge on in the whole of the dance culture in the UK. Those areas that have the center or the space or the land, they're flourishing with their business. Those areas that those people that don't have the land, they're trying to find the business avenues to keep afloat in. So you've got successful groups like IMD. You would see them on Britain's Got Talent, Got to Dance, a lot of that. East London based. They're probably a nephew or niece of Boy Blue. because of the way of their learning pathways of it. I'm one of the few people that can actually map the understandings of different crews amongst the times. However, when it comes to breaking, you have three crews in London, and the rest you will see more in Birmingham, Manchester, and Edinburgh.
Wow.
And then parts of Ireland. But on an international scale, it is a very, very big thing. So we are a small community in a very, very big pool of serious talent. Literally.
Yeah.
For instance, you can type her in as a Google search, B-Girl Terror.
Right.
She should be around 9 years old right now. She's got three sisters. She's one of four siblings. All four of them dance. She's one of the youngest to reach the international level in breaking primarily.
Oh, wow.
Yep,
I can. Terror.
Yep, TERRA. Yeah, we could carry on. He's just gonna. all I want you to do is have your vocal reaction ready. Yeah.
She looks very young.
Yeah. Just see her move. Just watch one of her things. Yeah, just see her move. I can give you a whole heap of other names. Because, here we go. Here's the reaction time. Don't let size or age fool you. It's all about ability. Yep, I know that video. they're focusing so hard on this.
No, just look in it. Let's see what you can do.
First move is probably gonna surprise you. I don't want to give it away though.
Oh, she's sick, you know.
Yeah, she ain't no joke. She's no joke.
By the way, we're looking at a YouTube video of B-Girl Terror, 9-year-old, dancing and killing it. They're basically battling breakdancing.
It's a battle.
It's a battle. That's what we're looking at right now on YouTube.
Is it a very big stage?
It's a very big stage. Yeah, that's what we're looking at. So for the listeners, we and she's smashing it.
Oh, look at her.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, Tessa. Hey, there's a kid dancing. Don't swear.
Sick, man.
There's talent.
That's proper talent.
Tip of the iceberg. Her sisters are dangerous as well.
Oh, so is that where she got it from?
Yeah, because the parents saw the scene, saw how dispersed it was as they were raising the daughters, and thought they have an affinity to dance, but there is no scene. All right, cool. Very good example, actually. They travelled from Midlands to London with the second crew that's based in London called Soul Mavericks. They have another link because their main dancers, one of their main dancers is by the name of B-Boy Sonny. I think he's no longer in that crew, but at the time he was the world champion. He wasn't even 21 at the time. And you have Terror, who's not even 10 at the time, also world level. So you had an older and you had a younger at a very high level, but the parents kept traveling in between countries, even to take their children to as far as France and further. They've been all over. I think the furthest they've been is America and Japan on both sides.
That's good though, man. I just hope with the youth they stick to it
and they don't deviate from the whole dancing, because I've noticed that even in my generation, when I was younger, you know, Michael Jackson was a thing. I used to dance, not professionally, but just used to dance because I used to like dancing to Michael Jackson. As you get older, it's like, I don't know, the will of dancing.
Yeah,
it just stops.
The financial benefits for the hours of grafting you're putting to it.
Yeah.
It's like, it's as lethal as trying to learn a martial arts and ballet at the same time, but it's not as funded. It's not as well funded as the two environments right now. What will make it more advanced is if the government recognizes it and allows there to be some kind of networking structure that creates a pathway of understanding, which I will not say much more of, because that's a work in progress, because Japan's able to do it. Russia's able to find their working system. America is starting to, but it kind of flopped because of certain situations.
Right. Yeah.
But there is people, as we get older, are now starting to take charge, as opposed to older. Why don't we do it like this? Why don't we do it? No. I'm an adult now. I'm responsible for younger people. Cool, my turn.
Yeah.
That's what it takes.
Do you know what it is? Just thinking about it, like, I've always said this, like, one of my biggest goals, I want to just open like a big center, like a creative center, so people have the space to dance, like act, film, like, for example, even like, for example, some people can't even afford like editing softwares for films.
Thank you.
That's literally that's what I mean. Yeah. So for example, so, like, I want to be that space where someone can go, oh, do you know what? That hub. And it's going to be free for under 18s. Anyone that wants to come through, well, under 25s, well, we can negotiate, but
if you're between 17 and 25, yeah, basically service, like a
basically, I just don't want, do you get it? Because for some people, like, having access to them things is a big burden. Like, you can't afford it, or like, even looking at to rent, like, even I'd love to just have a big space where I can have like a podcast studio for even up and coming people that want to talk about things. Do you get it? So some young people, they don't like to talk about their feelings, but they might be able to talk about it on a podcast, and they might be I want to provide the tools mediums. That's the word. I want to provide all the tools for young people, because, you know, it's just not there. And I do feel like I will do it, and obviously I'm speaking it into existence, but it's going to happen. And that's definitely one of my biggest goals, because the government isn't going to do it. And I feel like if you notice like a gap or in the industry, you need to do it. And the young people, that's what I mean. Like,
it's tricky, man.
Because some people say, like, why are the young people failing? But they're just, they're not failing. In the creative industry. I've seen like loads of articles and stuff like that. You know, I've read like a variety of things, and it's just like, there's just not the tools there.
Exactly.
You know, for creatives. I'm talking about for creatives, by the way. I'm talking about for creatives, because that's all I can speak on, because that's what I know. It's just not there for young people. And, you know,
I just think it goes outside creatives as well. I think, like, even outside of it.
And outside of creatives. In general. Just lacking, man.
Like, they say young people is our future, but if the young people is our future, why are we taking the piss out of them? You get me? Like, all this situation right now. I know it sounds bad what I'm about to say. Yes, Corona's bad, but don't do what they did about locking up the schools and cut schools.
You know what?
Really, you're taking a piss, bro.
I think Japan has the second highest rate of suicide, simply because of their work, not even because of their living.
Yeah, they work hard, didn't they?
They work. If you take away the arts in the UK, or if you take away the aspect of not communicating or finding your own way of, I don't know, behaving appropriately, you're replacing it with different things. You're making excuses rather than saying, yo, okay, check in with your families, make sure family protocol this, da 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 da. These are manners, how set, these are how manners are set in the household, if to a certain extent. So when you go out in public, so forth and so forth, don't don't confuse us with this is law and you might get prosecuted. The angle feels really, really like misdirected. But going on what you said about finding land, I think that is an innate thing that a specific group of people from the diaspora feel day to day. I think that is a growing thing as you get older, because we are born spirits from a different land trying to find, or trying to house, or trying to build, depending on our way of life. And it's like them ones where you can find a foundation from your vision, or you can find a foundation from other people's combined vision on that, because that is something where even I thought about it, it needs land.
That's a good point. Why don't we all come together then?
Do 1,000,000%. I know it's money. But together we all can come together and create like an application to get this money. But do you know what it is? I just feel like growing up, I feel like I, like, to a degree, I had a bit of the tools. That's why I'm able to do what I want to do now. To a degree, I'm talking about growing up, like, I had slightly tools. But now for young people, it's just non-existent, is it?
Exactly.
So, you know, I feel like we've noticed it. I feel like we need to be the change. We need to give that, well, not just us, I'm talking about it has to be collective, but we have to try and find a way where we can get a message out that, look,
it's a mad one. Just in my head as you were saying that, sorry not to interrupt,
no problem, like,
an epiphany just hit me. It's not that the tools are not there, I feel that the tools are too innately put into or placed into the mass of information that we have available to us. Like, I don't know, this table, for instance, what we need could be this one little grain that is marked as a spot of information, but we could be way over there on the other corner of the table in our search engine of it. Sometimes it's not necessarily Google, it's why can't I make my own Google? We rely on the tools so much. We're in a state where we've got information on abundance. Like, I've got 5 different truth seekers on my Instagram telling me different theories. And I'm like, I know the universe now. but I don't know how to apply that to today's
thing. I feel like that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I get it. I feel like, for example, like you said, that thing. We can make our own Google. It's there, isn't it? It is there.
So you want
to make about doing it and putting it in existence. I do feel like we need a platform.
Yeah. But I think if we look into the so-called pyramid scheme, that's how you have to look at it, the hierarchy. So if the people are up there, they control and oversee everything that's happening. So if you want to, for example, launch your own platforms, no one's saying you can't do it. The tool is there to do it. But however, how would you do it? How would you get your domain?
Security.
The security. How? Where do you get? So let's say if you want to start a website, where do you go to get your website?
Wix.com.
Or GoDaddy.
So you're making Wix or GoDaddy or whichever. Just so many.
Or,
or
you get your person over 50 that can make actual gradings on it. Yeah. The actual program.
The actual program. No, but you still need the interface, isn't
it? Yeah.
So I'm saying, so you're still having to pay.
Or you can make your own laptop. My dad was able to make his own PC.
Really?
Yeah.
So build it from scratch.
No joke. Microchips.
It's there. Do you know what I mean? It's there. The tools are there. Let me rephrase what I said. The tools are there.
Yeah, the work is needed to be done.
The tools are there. It's just obviously putting it into place.
You can't
do it by yourself, though.
Here's another thing. I feel as a people in the UK, creatively, we have been pushed down and kept at a certain bay in regards to the drive of taking those risks or the drive of creating something from a used platform already or making our own platform. Those avenues of risk taking have been really in the UK.
I think maybe because we're not all on the same page or we don't all, do you get it? So for example, I feel like if we're all on the same page, it's possible.
Yeah.
But I think some people read this and then some people read that and then some people have a different view. That's what I think.
Opinions on it. It's so many. It's so many different. When I started thinking about how to upgrade, my brain was just like, 2 days later, I want to just move country. I'd rather just move to a country that is in love with its people.
Definitely. Let's end in there. We're gonna get too deep. Let's wrap up.
Can I give a shout out to my people?
Yeah, go on, give your shout out.
So like a little kid. All right, so I'm also part of a collective called Rain Crew. We are the third B-boy crew in London, and we are the first that has a syllabus on teaching breaking safely. We are the only ones that actually have it as a class structure. And we are online, just type in the word Rain, or the actual word of it, Rain Crew.
R-A-I-N, Rain. Yeah, cool.
All social media.
Nice.
And we keep doing our thing. We have a event coming up shortly that is COVID-friendly, in that sense, or COVID-appropriate. So, tune in and let us know if you want to get involved in some way, shape or form.
Definitely.
And it's going to be on your socials, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Great.
So everyone look out for that.
Yeah.
But anyways, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
It's just been
nice,
full of wisdom and
wisdom.
It's
interesting
good
chat.
I like conversations like this.
All good.
That's it, man.
And just trying to get myself out there more.
That's it, man. That's all it is, man. That's what it's about. And we'd like to thank obviously the listeners as well for always being with us and thinking to us every week, every Sunday. You can always listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and the list goes on and on. But thank you so much, man.
Thank you.
Thank you. Peace.